It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we take a look at some of the top news stories out of Washington, including the congressional backtrack on a move to dismantle the Office of Congressional Ethics.
First, yesterday marked the start of Wisconsin's new legislative session, and it's a historic one. This term, Republicans will control the executive and legislative branches of both the state and the federal government.
With a lot of the voting power in the hands of the GOP, it looks like the state government will pursue an ambitious agenda on everything from transportation to concealed carry. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss talked to reporters yesterday about his hopes for the new session.
Today also marks the beginning of a new chapter of history that we all get a chance to help craft. We are serving the state of Wisconsin during a remarkable time. In an age of great technological advances, with unified Republican government and the potential spread of federalism.
WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us now to tell us about some of the top priorities this term. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So we heard a lot of optimism right there with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Was that the general tone of this first session?
Yeah, I mean, the first day is always optimistic. The inauguration day in the legislature, almost without fail, is about new opportunities, new chances to work together, you know, big goals that are going to get accomplished. So, yeah, I think that was the general tone, although this year's a bit different than normal for Republicans, just because not only of the status of Wisconsin politics, you know, tilting in their favor, but just national politics.
Can you talk about the significance of this new term for Republicans here in Wisconsin?
Yes. I mean, there's sort of the usual significance. This is, for example, this is the last term before the governor stands for reelection, should he run for a third term. So there's, you know, there's going to be heightened scrutiny on the agenda that he puts forward and the budget he puts forward. But then there's this historic significance. You've got some noteworthy, landmarks that have that they're crossing this year. These are compiled courtesy of the Associated Press. Republicans will control both chambers of the legislature and hold the governor's office. At the same time, there is a Republican president for the first time in 47 years. Republicans have a 20-13 advantage in the state Senate. That's their biggest since 1971. And their 64-35 majority in the assembly is their biggest since 1957. So there's a whole lot of Republicans, basically, is the significance of this session. And it's from Madison on to the White House.
Well, and as you said, the speed bumps are gone in the road for Republicans in Wisconsin, and it looks like nationally as well. But here in Wisconsin, how much legislation does it look like Republicans are going to be able to move through the pipeline?
It's really up to them. There's nothing stopping them but other Republicans, essentially. So, you know, the thing is, for Republicans in Wisconsin, what they're going through and how they're viewing 2017 isn't going to be the same as Republicans are seeing it nationally. Republicans nationally have a lot of pent up items in their agenda that they want to take care of. They haven't had this single party control in a while. Republicans in Wisconsin have. I mean, they've been through this. They've kind of passed through that honeymoon period of 2011, 2012. They've knocked off a lot of these items in their agenda. And now they're getting into bigger stuff, new horizons, I guess. And you heard kind of a push from the assembly speaker over and over again yesterday, talking about long-term solutions, which is something you don't always get in the legislature.
We're talking right now with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, talking about some of the top priorities for the new state legislature here in Wisconsin, which was just sworn in yesterday. And Sean, one of the bills last session that did not quite make it through, it did get some momentum, but it ran out of time, was a high-capacity wells piece of legislation. Do you think that one is something that could be toward the top of the list this time?
It sounds like it, and this is not necessarily one of those big long-term solutions that Speaker Voss was talking about, but when Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was asked about his first priorities, this is what he brought up, and that is a high-capacity wells bill that passed the Senate last session. It would let owners of high-capacity wells repair or replace existing wells without a permit. and something that has been pushed in the name of providing stability to agribusinesses that use the wells, but opponents are worried it's going to enable these permits to exist in perpetuity in places like the Central Sands where lakes are drying up. So that's by no means an uncontroversial bill to start off the session with, but it is something that they know they could pass last session, so they're going to get right to it again this year.
And transportation, that's been a hot-button issue for a long time, and it's been one that has had infighting amongst Republicans themselves. What do we know about where that particular issue stands with the new session starting?
Yeah, this is looking like it's going to be the biggest argument, the biggest, you know, example of infighting among Republicans this session is what to do with the Department of Transportation budget. The governor proposed closing a roughly $1 billion shortfall in the transportation fund by delaying a number of road projects and then borrowing $500 million to take care of the rest. Assembly Republicans, particularly Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, have said that's not good enough, and that if that is the budget that the governor formally introduces when he introduces his budget, probably in the next month, that Assembly Republicans are going to have a real problem with that. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has been more along the lines of where the governor is on this. But he did say yesterday there was some kind of an openness in his caucus to maybe cutting taxes in the general fund. So that's the fund that pays for schools, health care, and in order to kind of offset a tax cut or a tax increase, in the transportation fund. So that'd be like a gas tax increase or a vehicle registration fee increase. However, the caveat there with Fitzgerald was that he didn't know if members of his caucus could support it. So it was kind of a trend yesterday. Speaker Voss would talk about these grand, you know, long-term solutions that they're definitely going to reach this session. And Leader Fitzgerald would come in and say, you know, I just don't know if the votes are there.
Did you see that anywhere else? Any other pieces of legislation?
Yeah, another one that jumps out is another one of the Speaker Voss's top priorities, which is education funding. He wants to rewrite or at least make changes to the school funding formula in Wisconsin to account for the financial pain that declining enrollment schools or smaller schools are going through right now. It's something that is never easy to do, touching the school aid formula, because a change you make that helps one district in one legislator's district might hurt other districts that are represented by another legislator. And so you get into this fighting that's more along regional lines and along party lines. And, you know, essentially that's what Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald pointed out in his little press conference with reporters yesterday, was that that's going to be really hard to do. I mean, he did everything but say that that's impossible.
Any word in that conversation, what you heard yesterday about school choice, that issue?
They didn't talk much about school choice, but you know that given the big Republican majorities here, given a choice-friendly administration in Washington now, that something's going to happen. It's just kind of a matter of what to what degree they expand choice in Wisconsin. So they didn't get into that yesterday, but you can bet there's going to be something dealing with voucher schools in the governor's budget.
Well, let's turn now to higher education. And there has been a rather tense relationship between the UW and the state legislature in the past year or two. And does it look like those tensions, which began over a big funding cut, does it look like those tensions will be easing up at all?
I think a lot is going to depend on what the governor's budget looks like. I mean, he sort of sets the table in any sort of these discussions when it comes to dollar figures. The UW has asked for about a $43 million increase in its state funding over the next two-year budget. Compare that to the last budget when they were cut by $250 million, and really over the last five out of the last six budgets when they've seen their state funding cut. The strongest word on that came from Leader Fitzgerald yesterday, who said, I don't think we should necessarily just increase their funding because they were cut last time around. He wants to take a fresh look at the UW's budget, including what they're getting from federal funding, research funding, tuition funding, and changes that the regions have made.
So it sounds like that is not a sure thing going forward. And Sean, as we wrap up, Democrats are in the minority in the state legislature. But what did they say yesterday? Did you get a sense of what kind of presence they might have?
They are in the minority to the degree that it's going to be very hard for them to influence anything at the Capitol. And we could have said that really any of the last several sessions, but I think it's more true today than it ever has been with Republicans running things in Washington now. I think Democrats are looking for a message that's going to work. They want to be, typically when you have single party control and when one party controls the White House, it can be good for the other party. So Democrats have to kind of be that alternative. And so they're looking for a message that works, and the signals that they've given so far are that they want to try to focus on, financial issues where government is affecting people's pay, basically, or, their quality of life. So they're going to try to hone that message because they're not going to be really able to hone any legislation.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. He was with us there to talk about some of the top priorities for the new state legislature, which was sworn in yesterday.